Hi, this is Beth Joan Shaw with Spirit of Success, and welcome to First Things First, a weekly devotional for business women who desire God's guidance as we seek to honor Him with our businesses. We meet by teleconference each week on Monday mornings to hear a word from the Lord and encourage each other in prayer. Well, as I was looking back at my records, it was January 9th of 2006 that was the first date that I've got recorded that we met for these Monday morning prayer calls. That's almost 15 years ago that we've been meeting together to pray. I wrote on that day that God makes no secret of His desire to have a relationship with each of us, and that relationship is strongly impacted by our conversations with Him in prayer. Now, at the outset of our Monday prayer calls, we focused our prayers on asking God's blessings upon and wisdom in our businesses, our work, so that we would use our work to glorify Him. Over the years, however, we have expanded our prayer requests to include all aspects of our lives. Prayers for our work and our businesses, yes. Prayers also for salvation of our loved ones who are not saved. Prayers of healing for loved ones. Prayers for family challenges. Prayers for new births. Prayers for loved ones who have passed. We've prayed for physical healings, spiritual healings, and for God to heal our nation. We've prayed for those who protect us, and we pray for God's protection over us. We've rejoiced in our prayer time for evidence of God's favor. And we've wept in our prayer time. We've seen the evils of mankind all around us. Over the years, we have expanded our prayer connection to also include our Facebook page, where we pray and encourage each other. And I believe that makes God's heart sing when His daughters encourage one another in that way too. You know, we've seen our prayers answered so many times, in illnesses cured, in businesses revitalized, in children returning to God, in safety in our travels, in wisdom for decisions, in help through troubled times, in comfort provided in times of sorrow, in safety through storms. And yes, even when there was a piece of jewelry lost, in big things and little things, God has answered our prayers more times than I can name, even when the answer sometimes has been no, or not now, or wait. God is faithful, and He loves to hear our prayers. And in our current study of the book Unshakable Hope by Max Licato, our author points us to God's promise that our prayers have power. And to reinforce that, we were reminded in our study of the example that God provided with Elijah. You might remember that it was during one of the darkest times for God's people Israel that God sent Elijah to bring the people back to Himself, that they would repent and return to God. And He did so through a powerful demonstration of prayer. You might remember that Elijah was up against 450 prophets of the idol Baal. The people had turned to idol worship, and Baal was their favorite idol to worship, an idol. And there were 450 prophets who used to pray and preach about Baal to the people. And there was one Elijah proclaiming God is God. But in order to convince the people that this was true and that they should return, because Elijah was being so mocked and dismissed in his teaching about God and his beseeching them to return to God, that he said, okay, let's see whose God is God. And so he invited the people up to the top of the mountain to sacrifice, and he invited the 450 prophets to bring an ox to sacrifice to Baal. But they were not to bring any fire, that if Baal was God, Baal would provide the fire. And he would do the same. He would bring up an ox, and he would put it up on an altar. And he would make sure that if indeed that God was God, that he would send the fire, and that the fire would come down and consume Elijah's sacrifice. And so he let the Baal prophets go first, and they built an altar, and they built a huge altar, and they sacrificed the ox, and they prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed to their Baal god to send down fire to consume the sacrifice. And they prayed for hours upon hours upon hours, and they used every trick in the book, and no fire. And then Elijah says this in 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 30. Then Elijah told the people, enough of that. It's my turn. Gather around. And they gathered. He then put the altar back together, for by now it was in ruins. Elijah took 12 stones, one for each of the tribes of Jacob, the same Jacob to whom God had said, from now on your name is Israel. Elijah built the stones into the altar in honor of God. And then Elijah dug a fairly wide trench around the altar. He laid firewood on the altar, cut up the ox, put it on the wood, and said, fill four buckets with water and drench both the ox and the firewood. And then he said, do it again. And they did it. And then he said, do it a third time. And they did it a third time. So the altar was drenched, and the trench itself was filled with water. And when it was time for the sacrifice to be offered, Elijah the prophet came up and prayed, O God, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, make it known right now that you are God in Israel, that I am your servant, and that I am doing what I'm doing under your orders. Answer me, O God. O answer me and reveal to this people that you are God, the true God, and that you are giving these people another chance at repentance. And immediately the fire of God fell and burned up the offering, the wood, the stones, the dirt, and even the water in the trench. All the people saw it happen and fell on their faces in awed worship, exclaiming, God is the true God. God is the true God. Amen. You know, God doesn't just hear the prayers of a prophet. He hears the prayers of all his children, and we are his children. He hears our prayers, and our prayers move the hand of God. You know, at times when our nation has gone through crises, when there have been storms or killings or just awful things, and people are offering up their thoughts and prayers in sympathy for those who've suffered so much, you'll oftentimes hear people say, oh, prayers don't matter, prayers don't fix things, but we know differently. We know differently. James 5:16 says, when a believing person prays, great things happen. When a believing person prays, great things happen. Elijah showed us what can happen. When a believing person prays, great things happen. I love how Max Lucado puts it in his book, Unshakable Hope. He writes this on page 53. This life is on-the-job training for eternity. God is preparing you to reign with him in heaven. 2 Timothy says, if we endure, we will also reign with him. And Revelation 5 says, we shall reign on the earth. We are part of God's family, and ruling the universe is the family business. He goes on to write, when you, as God's child, seek to honor the family business, God hears your requests. He hears when we say, God, grant me deeper faith so I can serve you. He hears when we pray, God, grant me my promotion so I can honor you. He hears us when we pray, God, show me where we can live and bring best glory to you. God hears these prayers as quickly as they are offered because they come from his child. So Max goes on to write, will God do what you ask? Perhaps. Or perhaps he'll do more than you imagined. He knows what is best. So stand firmly on this promise. When a believing person prays, great things happen. You are never without hope because you are never without prayer. So praise God for the hope and the power in prayer. When a believing person prays, great things happen. Well, thank you for listening. And I pray that you received a message from God today that will encourage you and equip you to do your work as unto the Lord. And if you'd like to participate in our weekly live First Things First Tele-Bible Study time, just email me, Beth@spiritofsuccess.com. Thank you, and God bless.